Ladies and gentlemen, the host of the Dividing Wine Christmas Special, Jaron Sainsbury. Clap, 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 clap. Ah, scream, 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 scream. Crackles, crazy, crazy, crazy. Wow. Clap, 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 clap.
This is your host and your co-host. I am the same person, and you already know me. I don't have to give myself an introduction. You know me. You probably follow me. If you don't follow me, you should follow me. You're missing out. It doesn't make sense why you're not following me. Actually, now that I think about it, I'm offended that you are not following me. Prepare yourselves. I get offended really easily, and I'm very petty. This is the Dividing Wine. Welcome to the first and sadly the last Christmas special of the Dividing Wine. And I know this is a sad moment. I know it just announced the first one ever, but you know, due to the election, I'm so sorry to announce that this will be the only one, unless in four more years a Republican wins presidency and they make Christmas legal again. But for now, and for the coming future, this is the last one, so we better enjoy it, right? I'm going to enjoy it. I don't know about you guys. You guys probably won't enjoy it. I don't give a damn. I do what I want. I have my own fun. I don't need you guys. I'm not joking. I don't need you guys. I want the attention, and I want the followers, but I don't need you guys. Don't feel attached. Don't feel anything from me at all. And in fact, I want you to feel disdain towards me. Like, I don't want you to like me. But whatever. Whatever, right? Whatever. Who cares? So, Christmas special, Dividing Wine. It's me, again, sadly. But today, I suppose, for Christmas, we will be talking about Christmas. First of all, for everyone out there struggling to understand that Christmas does not start before Thanksgiving, I know we're already past Thanksgiving, but this has just pissed me off for weeks now. But I've just, people who have been putting up Christmas trees, decorating their houses before Thanksgiving, I just think it is a cardinal sin. You are being so rude to what Thanksgiving means, right? And not historically. We all know Thanksgiving historically is a really, really bad day. Not a good day at all. But I mean it as like eating. You're ignoring one of the greatest feast of the year. And you're skipping over it. You're spitting on it. You're like spitting on the turkey. You don't even care, right? You don't even care about thankfulness. You ungrateful brats. Gosh. But yeah, you people who have just skipped over Thanksgiving just to get to Christmas. And oh, it's 2020. We deserve this. Bull, shut you. Come on now, stop the nonsense. We deserved Thanksgiving, and I know we're past it, but I have lost hours of sleep about this, and this is the first time that I've had to vent. But whatever, you know, water under the bridge, who cares? I don't care. I'm done with it. I said what I said. Whatever. But Christmas, the jolliest time of the year for everyone, I think, not for me. Christmas is okay. Every family's got a Christmas tradition, and I don't care about your laws, so I just care about mine. So I'm going to share mine a little bit. I'm going to give you an insert into the Christmas life of Jaron. So usually how it starts is Christmas morning, when it's crisp outside, you have the nice winter breeze coming in and freezing your toes off. You can hear your neighbor's kids waking up, you know, yelling at their parents to get out of bed, you know, at 6 in the morning, 5:30 in the morning. And your neighbor's kids are like screaming their lungs out. Just totally unnecessary. Totally unnecessary. But what I like to do on Christmas morning is I like to go outside first thing in the morning. You know, when my neighbors, when their kids wake me up, I like to go outside in the morning and experience the bitterness of the cold. And I just like to stand out there in my robe, my pajamas, and a nice cup of hot coffee that I have spiked with my Christmas cheers and Christmas spices and whatnot. And then as I'm outside, looking across the street to my neighbors, I like to find the ones that have their blinds cracked. You know, they all want that Christmas sunlight to come in the morning and bring joy to their children and that stupid stuff. But I like to do, I like to find the blinds that are opened, and I stand out there, right? And I look with my dead eyes, with my dead brown colored eyes, and I look straight into the window, and I wait until one of their family members looks at me. And the first thing I do is I scream at the top of my lungs. And then that's it. That's my favorite. That's what I do every year. And it's, you know, it's really a good time. I really enjoy it. It's probably my first favorite tradition to do in the holidays. My second favorite tradition to do on the holidays is to show up to my family's house with one of Doug Wilson's sex dolls. Because here's the thing. I'm 24 years old. I'm going to be 25 pretty soon. Probably once you guys hear this, I'll be 25. So I'm 25. We'll just say I'm 25. I got two older brothers, 30 years old, and one's going to be 32 at the end of December. None of them got kids from my family, right? They don't. I'm not a nephew. I'm not a nephew. I am a nephew. Forget what I just said. I am a nephew. I'm not an uncle. My brothers do not have children. And so next in line, after those two, is me. And so my mother relies on me to be the forebearer of the lineage of the family, right? It is all up to me. And I don't like the pressure. Actually, I don't care about the pressure. It doesn't bother me. I like to make jokes about it. So what I do is I go to my parents' house on Christmas, and I show up with one of Doug Wilson's sex dolls, dress her up to make her look really nice, you know, put a dress on her, maybe some high heels, a scarf to look cute, get the hair all nice, maybe some lipstick if it's going to be formal. And this year, you know, we're going to have to put a mask on her because, you know, I don't want Joe Biden to kill my fake girlfriend again. I don't want to get into the other part, but not again. But I don't know. But yeah, I go to the house, and I sit there with my fake girlfriend. That way, my mother doesn't go, "Jaren, why are you not married? Why are you not even dating?" I'm like, "Mother, look at who's next to me. That's my girlfriend. Her name is Donna." Actually, that's never happened. That's all just a lie. I am single. So if any of you ladies out there, you know, need a spiritual man in your life who's going to guide you, direct you, and tell you what to do, I'm not the guy. I'm kind of feminine, but that's okay. I cry a lot, actually. I think I cried the other night, to be honest. So I'm not a very good spiritual daddy. Can I say that? Is that even allowed to be said? I don't know. I feel like that's something John Christ would say, and none of us like him. So I take it back. I'm not the guy. Actually, I don't know. I am the guy. I'm not the guy. I am what I am. I'm not going to explain it. But guys, Merry Christmas. I would sing you a Christmas song, but I don't like Christmas songs. They depress me. And first of all, hold on. Speaking of Christmas songs, speaking of Christmas, is Christmas even a real Christian holiday? Because hear me out. I have never once read the word Christmas in the Bible. Not once. Not in the ESV, not in the CSB, not in the King James, not in the Message even. It's not even in the Message. And if it's not in the Message, then God didn't say it, right? Why do we celebrate Christmas? It's not even in the Bible. I mean, geez, no wonder Joe Biden's gonna make it illegal. That's probably the most Christian thing any president's ever done, to be honest. I'm sorry. All this Christmas joy has just got me in a really pissed off mood, and I'm just so angry. And I just can't believe that we've been celebrating a fake holiday that I just figured out is fake, because it's not even in the Bible. Not even in the Bible. What a thing is that, man? Jeez almighty. We're all doomed. Thanks, Robert Jeffress. This is all your fault, you punk. But guys, happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Yada, yada, yada. I hope it's okay. I hope you have a good time with your families. Not with your families. I don't know. I don't care. The only thing I want for Christmas is to have more followers. So if you guys could please give me more followers, right? Spread the Christmas joy that I provide through my Twitter account. Santa Claus starts with an S. Sarcasm starts with an S. I'm practically Santa Claus. But don't have your children follow me. Have them follow Santa Claus. It's more appropriate for them. I'm not appropriate for the children. Or at least that's what, you know, people have told me. Actually, I'm great with kids, but whatever. So this has been my 10-minute episode of the Dividing Wine Christmas special. It's been a complete waste of my time. I've just wasted 10 minutes rambling and bambling to all you dummies out there who's going to listen to this. So congrats. You've just wasted 10 minutes of your life as well. 10 minutes that you can never get back, especially during the holiday season when you need those 10 minutes. You can't get this back. You idiots. Yeah, that's it. Merry Christmas, guys. And to end on a serious note, if you've made it this far, we got a lot to be thankful for, honestly. There's a lot of people out there who's going to be celebrating this Christmas without a family member, without a friend, without a coworker, because this whole crazy pandemic that's been happening and is still happening at a really bad pace right now. I mean, the numbers coming out day by day are horrible. With death rates up to, 3,000 a day. Terrible. It's terrible stuff. So there's a lot of families. And some that most of us probably know personally who are going to be for the first year celebrating a really good holiday. A really joyful holiday without a loved one. And that joy is just not going to really be there for them. So keep them in your thoughts. If you know one of the families, make sure to reach out to them. Let them know that you're thinking about them. We all need each other, especially this Christmas. We all need each other. And I mean that by we all. Because there's also been a lot of racial issues within the country and the church this year. Not that it hasn't been previous. It's been all just coming into our face this year. So when I say we all need each other, I genuinely mean that we all need each other. So for real, guys, I'm thankful for everyone on this stupid Twitter app. You guys, encourage my sarcasm, even encourage my buffoonery, my all the other words that I probably can't say because they're cuss words. But everything that I do, you guys encourage it or you discourage it, but you do it jokingly, or at least I take it jokingly and I keep doing it. But I'm thankful for all you all and for the joy that you have brought me through laughs and giggles through Twitter. So, Merry Christmas, guys. Have a happy, happy holiday. And ladies, don't forget, I am a single man. So as my gift to you, here is my favorite Christmas song.
Well, last year I got everything that a man could really need. Found a quattroporte S Maserati sitting under my tree. And I've got bright things panorized and a couple nice WCs. No, you can't buy time, but I like my accessories. But you don't really care about all my stuff or what I wear. You hate the material decay of this fake commercial holiday. So I box up everything, give it away. That's what I'll do, cause I don't want nothing, baby, if I can't have you. No, 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 if I can't have you. Well, today I'm feeling down, and much like Charlie Brown, I'm trying to figure out what it means. Sipping on some cheap red wine that was bottled back in 73. I've got a closet full of Gucci, Dolce and Gabbana, Versace and Givenchy, but I won't wear Prada now. Made a pretty penny and Santa's always good to me. But you don't really care about all my stuff or what I wear. You hate the material decay of this fake commercial holiday. So I'll box up everything, give it away. That's what I'll do, 'cause I don't want nothing, baby, if I can't have you. Oh, no, no, I don't want nothing, baby, if I can't. If I could buy your love, would it come with second chances? Chances, oh, oh, oh. And cash is king, I suppose, but you can't put the price tag on snow. So I'll take my Christmas list, rip it all up, 'cause I'm over this. The only thing I want is, the only thing I want is you. But you don't really care about all my stuff or what I wear. You hate the material decay of this fake commercial holiday. Hey, so I box up everything, give it away. That's what I'll do, 'cause I don't want nothing, baby, if I can't have you. Oh, no, no, I don't want nothing, baby, if I can't have you. No, 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 if I can't have you.